It is 9:17 on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. We're powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. Mark Howard and Jonathan Schaefer alongside. I'm Kevin Ingram. Blaine is out this morning. College basketball well into conference season as we work through the month of January. We'll bring in Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon to talk some hoops for a few minutes. Chris, what's up?
Not much, gentlemen. How are you?
We are good. You know, we love hoops, of course. But, Chris, have you found some of these games, even as we've gone into conference play, a little hard to watch with some of the shooting and just the way some of the games are officiated?
Yeah. It's been painful at times. I think the game has taken a little step backwards. I don't mean, I'm always going to be an advocate for college basketball, but I think two things. One, the step back in the three-point line has made a greater impact than anybody could have imagined. At one time, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I saw a graphic, and Division I wide schools were shooting 33.2%, which is the lowest ever in the three-point era, which began in the late 80s. And the other thing, from what coaches are telling me, that there was an emphasis on defense a couple of years ago. It had gotten too physical and really illegal, and I think some coaches believe that's allowed to elapse again, and defenses are taking over, and it's just really not a very exciting product right now. And you know, depending on what team you're looking at,
the Kansas and Kansas State fight has kind of been the headline of the week. What would you think about the way the Big 12 handled that whole game with this whole thing with the suspensions?
Well, I think it's about appropriate. I mean, people were calling for DeSouza to be booted for the year and everything, and you know, he flailed a couple of punches and really from the tape I saw, I don't think he hit much. He did pick up that chair, and that wasn't a pretty moment, but I think he dropped it. I think somebody said somebody might have grabbed it. I don't think that's conclusive on the tape. And I think maybe he realized, I don't want to bash anybody's head in with his chair. So 12 games seems about right to me. You know, it's always ESPN. They get into their self-righteous mode, and Vital and others start saying, oh, he should be going for the year. You know, I don't know. That was kind of a heat of the moment thing, and it looked uglier than it really turned out to be. No one was hurt, but it's certainly nothing that you want to see in the game. So 12 games to me seems about right. That'll get a kid's attention. That'll get a coach's attention. That'll get the nation's attention. Some may think he deserves more. I think they're wrong.
The interesting area connection here is that Tennessee goes there to play on Saturday. How much does this help Tennessee's chances, you know, coming off all that? You know, a Tennessee team that's they've won a couple back-to-back, but they haven't shown they can beat the best teams in the SEC yet.
Well, you know, DeSouza was under suspension anyway. McCormick was a starter, though, and he's suspended for a couple of games, and he's a big man, and that may help that may help Tennessee a little bit. I think that Tennessee has, until Uros Plavsic became eligible, I don't think they, and Olivia Kamwa started to play better. They were really thin in the post, and maybe this will help. But, you know, Kansas still has Doak, so he's a big presence, and they'll have to figure out a way around him. But I think it's going to help a little bit just in terms of Tennessee won't have as much bulk to deal with.
Chris, speaking of Saturday, you know, the SEC Big 12 Challenge, I'm looking forward to Kentucky at Texas Tech, maybe the biggest game in Lubbock since the late 90s when Bob Knight brought Indiana there. You agree?
Yeah. I think that's absolutely true. 1999, I think, was the last time a team with such stature or ranking came into Lubbock. Who would want to go there? Mac Davis wrote about seeing Lubbock in his rearview mirror. So I think that's true in college basketball as well. I think that's going to be a good game. This is, as always, we always say this, this is a young Kentucky team.
You get your colleagues to stop saying on the air, referring to somebody as a young freshman?
Exactly.
99% of them are young freshmen.
That's redundant. But, yeah, I think that Kentucky is young but getting better. I just wrote a piece on Tyrese Maxey for NBA.com. It got posted 2 days ago. And what I said in there, basically, and I talked to some Kentucky assistants, was that Kentucky's, quote, air quote, veteran backcourt of Hagans and Quickly have jousted with that kid every day since June and have gotten him better. And Hagans and Quickly are two different players, and he's learned how to play against two different styles. And now they've got three really good guards who can defend, who can make threes. Maxey still isn't hitting them as regularly as he can, and make things happen. And I think also Kentucky's getting more production from Nick Richards, who is a guy that's capable of getting you a double-double every night. And they're starting to get some play out of some other freshmen like Juzang. So it's going to be interesting. Texas Tech is Texas Tech. They're ranked. Their cast changes every year, but they're so well coached and drilled, and they play so well together. And you're right. I think that'll be an interesting one. And I also like LSU at Texas, guys.
Yeah.
For one, it's a matchup of pupil versus mentor, Will Wade and Shaka Smart. LSU has become pretty tough to beat team. They've been in a lot of close games, but they've won a lot of close games. And they've got good guards who are long and can drive it and can make threes and defend on the ball. And I think they've got just enough size to compete.
All right, let's talk about Vanderbilt and the streak.
Must we?
Well, I'm talking about 23 SEC yeah. lots. But in all seriousness, yeah, I thought some of their fans were way over the top about the end of the three-point streak. They're not really built for it. With Neesmith getting hurt, they just don't, you know, Scott Drouth's not coming through that door. But just what does Jerry Stackhouse have in his hands, and what are you seeing out there? I thought they played hard last night. They just have a hard time scoring.
Yeah, I mean, they play hard, and from all accounts, from what I've heard, Jerry's done a good job, and is a good tactician. He comes from obviously a great coaching tree, but he's just been dealt a bad hand. And I look back just for your show, Vandy has had a tough go with injuries the last 4 years. Bryce Drew's first year was Luke Cornett, who was battling a knee injury, and when he got better, they got better and wound their way into the NCAAs. 2 years ago, Matthew Fisher Davis was hurt. They lose 13 league games. Last year, Darius Garland's injury just disrupted everything. And, of course, we know they went 0-19, counting a loss in the SEC tournament. And then this year, not much has been said, relative to Neesmith's injury, about the loss of Cleavon Brown. You know, this is a team that has not had much in the post for 4 or 5 years. Well, four anyway. And Brown, when he went down, and keep in mind, he's missed 8 games. He was averaging 9, 6 boards, 2 blocks. He was shooting 60% from the field, 38% from three, an inside-outside threat. And they missed that. And then, obviously, you take Neesmith, who was leading the league in scoring, one of the top three-point shooters in the country. He had already made 60 threes when he was – yeah, so that streak goes on if he doesn't get hurt. That's tough to see that go. I've watched a lot of those games in person and on television, and it's an amazing – or it was an amazing streak. But it's going to be tough for them to win a game. I was talking to some people that know the program and have been around it, and as bad as last year's team was, they think that last year's team could beat this year's team by double figures. So it's going to be a tough road to hoe. I mean, you know, you look at a Tennessee team that itself was struggling, goes in there and wins handily, might have discovered themselves, in fact, in that game when they unleashed that 1-2-2 full court press, and some other people started playing up to their capabilities again, like Jordan Bowden. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough year.
Chris, always a pleasure. And, of course, we'll have our show as well this week with Dane Bradshaw, our guest.
That sounds good, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Chris. It's Chris Dortch, the main man with the Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook. And he joins us every week here on the Wake Up Zone talking some hoops. We'll come back. We'll head down to the Senior Bowl. Austin Gale is there, a Pro Football Focus, evaluating some players to see what he's finding out. More of our show coming up next. The Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. First, Mark, and a word about the Lee Company, if you don't mind.
That's right. Put Lee Company on your team, and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan for as little as $8.25 per month. Home maintenance plan members receive 4 service visits from the Lee Company team of experts, 1 heating system inspection and tune-up, an air conditioning system inspection and tune-up to keep your house cool and the energy savings flowing during the heat of summer, and an electrical safety and energy savings inspection, plus a detailed annual plumbing inspection. Members also receive special discounts on repairs and replacements. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-567-1000 today, or visit them online at leecompany.com, or call 615-567-1000. Lee Company, all you need.